We know the familiar Mishnah at the very beginning of Maseches Megillah says that the Chacham instituted different days for reading the Megillah. That normally one read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar or in a walled city on the 15th, but there's a possibility to read it as early as the 11th for the villages that couldn't read it for whatever reason on the 14th, and they would come to town on Mondays and Thursdays. So the Chacham let them read it on those days when they'd come to town, whether it's the 11th, 12th, or 13th. Of Adar. Not only that, but if your Dalid should fall on Shabbos, so then even people in regular places would read it before the 14th. They'd read it either on Thursday or Friday, Machlokas and the Gemara, on the 12th or the 13th. So there were different situations in which someone would read the Megillah before the 14th of Adar. We don't really have this Bizman Hazeh. We don't have villages that go to town on Mondays and Thursdays. The 14th never falls on Shabbos. The only thing that's applicable from that Mishnah, besides the general halacha that one reads on the 14th or 15th, is that sometimes the 15th falls on Shabbos, in which case in Yerushalayim they'll read on Erev Shabbos on the 14th, which is the same day as everybody else. But we generally don't have anybody reading before the 14th of Adar. In fact, the Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Aleph that the whole Mishnah anyway is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. But according to the Chachamim, Bizman Hazeh, Ha'ul Mistaklim Ba, Ein Karnos Ela Bizmana. Since, according to Rashi, it means that people look at the day that we read the Megillah and they realize that Pesach is exactly one month afterwards, so one only reads the Megillah on the appropriate day, on the 14th or on the 15th. So that would seem to be the end of that discussion. But is that entirely true? Is there no possibility of reading the Megillah before the 14th of Adar? So the Balamor writes in the Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and Daf Yarif that the opinion of Rabbi Akiva is not totally rejected la'alacha. It still could be an option. In a Shas Adchak, if a person was going on a journey and there's no way he could find a Megillah to bring with him, so then he would be allowed to read it on the 11th, 12th, or 13th. This is really making two assumptions. Number one, that Rabbi Akiva's opinion is not totally rejected. And number two, that the option to read it early was not just for specific circumstances of villages or Shabbos. It applies to anybody who can't, for whatever reason, read it on the 14th. The Ravid there goes one step further and he says, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, totally. We pass him like Rabbi Akiva, against the Chachamim, and that's what they were sumach on in Narvona. They would read it early on the 13th, so certain people shouldn't have to fast so long, and they would do it. And these, mostly the Balmor's formulation is quoted by various other Rishonim, the Ran, the Meiri, the Rav Yoh quotes the same idea, and the Tur in Siman Tov Reish Peches quotes the name of some Gaonim that one would read even with a bracha from the 11th, if necessary, if it was a Shas Adchak, and there was no way he'd be able to read it on the 14th. Not everybody agrees with this. The Baal Itter is quoted in the Tur saying one cannot read at all before the 14th, and therefore the Torah says one should read it before in such a circumstance without a bracha. The Beis Yosef quotes from Nagos Ashri, takes it even one step further than anything we said until now. The Mishnah says that one can read it from the 11th to the 15th, lo pachos v'lo yoser, not before, not later. But the Yerushalmi says that the entire month, meaning from Rosh Chodesh until the 15th, is available for reading the Megillah. It's because the Megillah says it's a month that turned from Tzara to Yeshua. So he says, B'Shas Adchak, one could even read it from the beginning of the month. So this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Tzav Reish Peches. He says that, B'Shas Adchak, if there's no way that a person will be able to read it on the 14th, then one would read it on the 11th, 12th, or 13th, without a bracha. And, Yesh Omer, even from the beginning of the month. And the Ramah says, B'Hachi Nog, in such a circumstance, that would be the minhag to read it without a bracha, even from the beginning of the month, or preferably on the 11th, 12th, or 13th, again, only if there's no possibility to read it on the 14th. So the Aruch HaShulchan is convinced that this is not really a kiyum at all. It's just a zecher ba'alma, zecher l'kriyas ha-Megillah. But most poskim seem to assume that no, that this is based on those Rishonim who say that one could be yotzei the mitzvah of kriyas ha-Megillah in those circumstances before the 14th of Adar. A few specific. So this could be a situation I could imagine that could theoretically come up. Let's say. A group in the army, they know they're going to be going out on some sort of a mission. There's no way whatsoever they're going to be able to read the Megillah on the 14th. So one could imagine that they would read it before the 14th of Adar, or a similar circumstance where there's no possibility to read on the 14th. A few specifics in such a circumstance. First of all, if someone did so, and then on the 14th he can, it ends up being that he can read the Megillah, so he must read the Megillah again on the 14th of Adar, number one. Number two, this applies only to Kriyas HaMegillah, certainly not to other mitzvahs of Purim, which are only limited to the 14th of Adar. Number three, the issue of a minyan, that we know that on the 14th it's preferable to read it, on Purim itself, it's preferable to read the Megillah with a minyan, but one can read it without a minyan as well. But Shalom Bizmana, then definitely one should really read it with a minyan. According to many Rishonim, you're not yotzei at all, shelo bizmana, without a minyan. So one would try very hard to have a minyan. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that there's still an opinion that says that b'dieved you're yotzei even without a minyan. And finally, Mishnah Berurah writes as a suffolk, whether, by the way, minyan in that context might have a different definition. Check the Mishnah Berurah there. But the Mishnah Berurah finally has a suffolk based on the Ran, whether one would in such circumstances need to read it only during the day or during the night in the day. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to leave it as a suffolk. Rav Avadya Yason, Rav Avadya Yosef, writes in Chazon Avadya, then one should read it during the night and the day as well. Have a great day. Please stack the chair.